The Side Piece, a novel by J.M. Vella, narrated by Dr. Joe Vio. Chapter 24. Frustrated and upset, Shonda left the Ramada Inn and took an Uber to Howard & Associates, with the intent of confronting her wayward lover. She hoped that if she could just get him to listen, she could convince him that they belonged together. After all, she was his real wife, his soulmate. She was the person Chase confided in, not her. Of course, Marianne had the advantage of a sanctioned legal marriage and two kids. The twins made the situation more difficult for Chase. He told Shonda that he would never accept the shared custody agreement, and that would almost certainly be the result of a divorce settlement. But she, Shonda, had been with Chase for 3 years. 3 years. He couldn't be happy with Marianne if he spent 3 years with her. He just needed an out. Maybe they could put their heads together and find a way to get Chase out of his sham of a marriage. And if he wasn't willing, maybe she would just handle it herself. He was worth the risk. Chris recognized Shonda as she passed through the office door and got up quickly from his cubicle to hold her off. Welcome to H&A. How can I help you? She scanned the office, looking past him. Where's Chase? I need to talk to Chase. She was clearly agitated. Mr. Howard's out of the office at the moment. Would you like me to leave him a message? Chris positioned himself in the center of the hallway that led to the executive office, determined to block her way to his boss. No message. I'll catch up with him. She turned around abruptly and walked out of the building and down the two blocks to the Shangri-La Cafe. 2 full days had passed since she checked in on the restaurant, leaving Chuck on his own. Her mind was too focused on more important business. For all Shonda knew, the place had burned down. Once she got there, she was relieved to see the old "Yes, we're open" sign in the glass door and Chuck busy at work behind the bar. She opened the door and the familiar chime announced her arrival. Chuck looked up from his task of wiping down the bar top with a wet rag and smiled.
Well, look who's decided to show up for work. Where the hell have you been? You had me worried.
Shonda walked casually toward the supply room to grab a clean sarong.
I'm sorry I worried you. I've just been a little preoccupied.
With what, pray tell? I've never known you to disappear like that.
Chuck leaned over the counter to peer into the storage room.
Are you in some kind of trouble?
No trouble.
She pulled the stretchy jersey hibiscus print fabric around her body, twisting it artfully across her bust and knotting it over her shoulder.
I just had some personal business to take care of, that's all.
Chuck knew Shonda well enough to know she wasn't going to talk about it, whatever it was. It was also out of character for her to not check in at the cafe daily, even if it was fully staffed for the day.
Well, I took care of the payroll on Friday and made the bank deposit for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, hey, I almost forgot. Chase Howard came in this morning looking for you. He asked me to have you call him when you get in.
Shonda froze in place.
Chase was here?
Yes, ma'am. He was in a bit of a rush. Seemed upset when you weren't here. Maybe you should call him now.
Shonda checked her cell phone. No messages. She frowned.
I'm sure he'll be back later. I'll talk to him then.
She went about the tables, nervously straightening menus and filling salt and pepper shakers. She was determined to have the upper hand with Chase. She wanted to be in full control of their next conversation, and she would start
by refusing to call him back and ignoring any messages. She would confront him in person, on her turf. Chase walked in late for the second time in a week, but Chris didn't chide him over it this time. He was relieved for his boss's sake that he missed Shonda. The poor guy had been through so much lately with his kid in the hospital, he sure didn't need his mistress sniffing around his office. "Hey, Chief! How's it going? How's little Jack doing?" Chase shrugged. "He's still under observation in the hospital, but seems to be doing all right." "Glad to hear it. How's Marianne?" Chase looked up. It was unusual for Chris to inquire about his wife. Their conversations were always about business. "She's great. She's handling all of this like a real trooper. Thank you for asking." He sat at his desk and went through a pile of files, not looking up, despite Chris hovering in his office with a concerned look on his face. "Anything else?" Chris shuffled uncomfortably. "I'm not sure this is a good time, but that chick from the Shangri-La was here looking for you this morning. She seemed really agitated." He paused to search Chase's face. "You and her, you cut that off a while ago, right? She looks like trouble." Chase sighed. "You got that right." He forced a smile. "I had no idea I was that irresistible. The ladies just can't get enough of me." Chris chuckled, relieved that Chase seemed all right. He gave his boss a quick high five and walked back to his cubicle. With Chris out of sight, Chase sat brooding at his desk, trying to come up with his next move. He decided to follow through with his original plan and confront Shonda in her place of business. He reasoned that she would be less likely to get all emotional or hostile in front of her customers. Picking up his briefcase, he rushed out of the office, muttering, "Early appointment," to Chris as he exited. Chris watched Chase walk in the opposite direction of his parked car and concluded that his boss's appointment was of a personal nature, not business. The Shangri-La Cafe was just two blocks away in the direction Chase was moving. Chris shook his head in disappointment.